But boy, there was a sparkle in his eye, and he would say, "Next year, Yane, I make it. Next year, I'm going to make it. But this year, you know, the water flooded out the dam, and oh my goodness, all the things that happened." Mm-hmm. I don't know that Jens, sometimes he didn't even have enough water. And the day he was buried, it was odd. They dug his grave, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and we buried him in a foot of water, and I think he would have been tickled to pieces. Because at last he got his water, Yane. It was always a fight. But he always hoped, next year, Yane, he's going to make it. And I think a lot of them had that hope. And they sort of liked that life there. They were gentlemen. They loved children. We had a Christmas party once, and Joe Ulmer was the Saint Nick, and he portrayed Saint Nick as they do in Germany. In other words, he brought some coal in his sack, and if the kids weren't good, you know, he'd give them a piece of coal. And he was gruff and acted as if this was the guy that you better be good, or Saint Nick won't bring you anything, you know. But that was his version of Santa Claus. There was an old-timer up there by the name of Earl Stout. He died, I think, when he was about 93. And he worked for the highway. A lot of them, if they could, they got jobs on the highway. There were a lot of hand jobs at that time, brush cutting and just hand work, shoveling, things like that. More and more we saw the cats come in and take over, but there were many of the older men that really were hired and gave them a steady income, better than their gold prospects, I guess.